Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It wasn't funny because I didn't enjoy it at all. But the amount of people that tried to take a victory lap on Dylan Gabriel, like two series into that game, only for him to end up having what I would say is a serviceable game, but a fine game. I don't know like the specific adjective you want to use.
I think fine is okay.
But like I thought, the best compliment I can give Dylan Gabriel is he was better than Joe Flacco and the offense was serviceable yesterday. That is a step in the right direction. We don't have to crown him based off what we actually saw yesterday.
I do think a lot of people did what you are suggesting there, where after the, let's say, midway through the third quarter or after that drive in the third quarter, they just said, okay, he played good enough. That's all I need to see. Meanwhile, the fourth quarter was where all the problems actually happened. One first down the entire fourth quarter, and he himself just wasn't good enough.
Well, here's the thing. So I think the biggest feather in the cap, even though he had turnover-worthy plays, no turnovers. That is huge. Like, for all the other little stuff that happened, all the ticky-tack stuff on offense, just not getting it done, no turnovers is huge. That's a great step in the right direction. Now, 3-15 on third down, and you got 17 points on the best field position you've had all season long. There were countless time where you got the ball at midfield or where you got the ball at the 35. I would dare say you got better field position in that one game than Joe Flacco has gotten all year.
That's fair.
To then only get 17 points, it's a step in the right direction. You need at least one or two more steps in the new direction, though.
Well, look at this fourth quarter. So first drive, 3 plays, 9 yards, minute 51, punt. Second drive, 3 plays, 4 yards, minute 37, punt. I'm doing the clock with the time for a reason. 2:43 was the next one, and then 22 seconds up until the end of game one that was 25 seconds. Like, there was no extended drives here. There was no length to these drives. I kept looking up and being like, man, that happened really quick. Like, blink of a snap of a finger, and then it's gone. Whereas at least with Flacco, and I'm not saying that he was anything, like, Flacco was all-time bad in the stretch that he was here. He was. It's just how it is. But Flacco, you'd have 8-9 minute drives at least. This one, you had to quickly turn around. This is how you lose the defense.
Yeah, Nick. And so what I think is really interesting is when he was getting early on, he was getting 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. He was able to make, I don't want to say conversions because they ended up having to go for it on 4th down 3 times. And I want to say 2 of the 3 were in the first half. But when he was getting 3rd and manageable, he did his job. Right? He gave you a chance. The problem is when 3rd and manageable became 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, that's when you really started to see those punts that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that's like, if it's 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 8, which is predominantly where Joe was working out of for most of the time, because it took a minute for the run game to get going and the short pass game to get going. Okay. I can forgive any quarterback if you're not consistently generating first downs on 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. Where's 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5? You should be getting those at least 50% of the time. Okay, that's not fair. You should be getting them at least 33% of the time, and they did not. They just weren't generating any third downs into first downs in that fourth quarter.
And people wonder why the defense was just absolutely gassed and didn't have a chance against a backup quarterback and a journeyman in Carson Wentz. It's like, well, look at it. Every play you had in that fourth quarter, every one of them was inside 3 minutes long.
So I've said serviceable.
Yeah, I think serviceable is, I want to say fine. I maybe even is there a word that is better than fine, but not as good as good? Is there like an in-between of good and fine that we can kind of...
I was thinking food, but I'm always thinking food.
You're thinking food?
Yeah. Well, fine, F. Good. Good food.
I don't know that my dictionary has anything in between fine and good.
No.
I think we might have to come up with,
you know what?
We just make up a word in between right. fine and good. And
wait.
That's actually, we can call it the Dylan Gabriel.
Fine. Is this like the Dylan Gabriel demarcator line? Is
you,
that where we're going?
You've got to come up with your own terminology. Like for years when I've tried to get the Guardians broadcast to go ahead and announce that a broken bat single up the middle is called a Jonathan Peterlin, I've announced that the broken bat single up the middle is a Jonathan Peterlin.
What about quality? No, it sounds
quality
too
sounds
good.
Too good.
Yeah,
like you put quality in front of a business that you're selling, you're like, oh, that's,
hey,
but that's pretty. That's dynamic.
That was the most middle of the road, though, because here are the other synonyms for fine.
Okay,
excellent, first class,
that's
first
not a
rate.
Synonym. Fine is not a synonym for excellent.
Great, exceptional.
Dictionary.com is lying to you right now.
Well, it's actually just Google. Outstanding, admirable, superior, splendid, magnificent, beautiful, exquisite, choice.
I think they're thinking like that's. Fine.
Like you're fine.
Like you're fine. Exactly right. I think they're thinking like,
the problem
that's
is
fine.
The second one is thin,
not
light,
not
delicate, wispy.
Ooh, wispy.
He had a wispy performance. That's really insulting.
Like 1925
that's going right back
talkers.
To Timu Tua. That is not okay. What was the other word? You said good.
Yeah, it's between fine and good. It's between fine and good. Somewhere in there. I'm going to call it Dylan Gabriel.
By the way.
Is it the same synonyms?
Fine.
Yeah.
It's the first cinnamon.
This is why this is hard to find somewhere in between, I
quality,
guess.
Quality, superior, satisfactory.
For some reason, my brain doesn't want to go to just fine either. My brain doesn't want to go to good.
Acceptable?
I know it lives somewhere in the middle. Acceptable.
What about adequate? I'm doing the Trump hands
for
you on YouTube.
I like acceptable, though. Acceptable seems like the right spot between fine and good, because acceptable doesn't mean that I'm heaping praise on it. But acceptable also means I'm not throwing it down and saying it was the worst thing I've ever seen. And that's where I lie within this Dylan Gabriel game. I didn't think it was a bad game. I also was not wowed. I didn't leave being like, we got our franchise quarterback. Let's call it. Like, no, somewhere in between. Acceptable is the right term.
I kind of like adequate, right? Like most days of life, if I get through at the end, I'm like, I did adequately today. I feel accomplished.
That's good.
Right?
Okay.
I didn't drive the car into the bridge embankment. All right? We
Which,
landed
the way,
plane
You
somewhat.
Have to have 100% success rate on achieving that in order for that to be anything short of impressive. Like if you
be adequate 100% of the time.
No. If you drive your truck into the embankment once.
Just once.
Like people think like, oh, geez. 99% rate on that. I'm really good. It's like, no, the 1% you didn't makes you really bad at this.
That's not great.
Makes you really bad at this.
Because it didn't move. You were the moving thing. 216-474-0092. How did Dylan Gabriel do? Let's go with, I am so blind today. Jim in Strongsville, I know you got a Kevin Stefanski point, buddy, but how do you think? What adjective would you use for Dylan Gabriel?
Meh.
Okay.
All right.
Shrug of the shoulders.
Ooh, I like a good shoulder shrug.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, I don't know. I don't see future franchise quarterback there. I see a guy that can't throw down the field, a guy who's really small, who doesn't have the strongest arm while he has some zip on it. I saw a guy overthrew a bunch of guys. I don't know what that was all about. Whatever. It was what it was. I mean, listen, I don't even know if the Browns are playing the same sport as these other teams in the NFL, because it's hard to figure out. Like, watching their games, I'm not sure what that is. I watched that Browning kid throw three picks down in Cincinnati, and they still put up 30 points. The Browns are the only team in the league that literally can't score. And no matter what they do, I mean, it'll take an act of God for them to score three touchdowns. So I don't know. And the weird part about it is when you look at this team and you look at Kevin and you look at Andrew Berry, you look at them, there's no excuses because they made all the decisions. They've been here so long, they made all these decisions. There's not even a way to excuse like where they're at. Like, well, you know, that's not on. No, it's all on them. We still don't have any tackles. We've got an aging line. All the guys they drafted to fill in for these guys that were getting older haven't hit. We don't have any wide receivers. You don't have a wide receiver, quarterback, or tackle. Those are three blue chip spots that you got to find a way to fill in. I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is a disaster. It's an unmitigated disaster, and it's so painful to watch. It's the slowest 3 hours, and they're...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Games are short because the Browns don't score or get first downs, so the game just flies. It's the shortest, most boring. It's like watching. I'm not gonna rip on baseball. I know you guys are baseball guys.
I like baseball.
It's like watching a terrible baseball game. I can't do it. And then here's the other thing. How is this fair? The Browns come back from London and have to play the Steelers off of a bye. Like, whoa, who made that schedule up?
Yeah, part of me thinks that they were like, we're going to give you the advantage of the Vikings game. It's because it's the second game they have to play overseas, the two games they had to play in 10 days that were in another country. And so it's like, we'll give you that one as like the here you go, and then you get the Steelers off the bye is the negative part of things.
I'll also, the one thing that when Jim was talking really triggered is this organization has normalized bad offense in a way that it's like, like yesterday when there was like, oh, they scored 17 points. There was a part of me that's like, what a win.
Yeah, like, it felt bad.
Like, you got to 17 points after the last couple weeks. I was just, hey, I saw two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it's funny you say that because I have to keep reminding myself, like, 17 points it'd be dead last in the NFL every single year.
Well, but they've just done it.
That's what that is.
They've done it in so many different ways, and they've made excuses, and they've had people make excuses for them. That they've built relationships within the media for so many different ways that it's like, you know, Kevin gets this credit as this offensive mastermind. And it's like, he's never run a good offense. He's run one good offense, one top 10 scoring offense.
Right. And it was number
10. It was buoyed by the last 5 weeks of Joe Flacco in 2023.
Yeah.
All the rest of them have been middle of the road at best.
You know what's sad is that I can tell which Browns fans do and don't watch national games, like other NFL teams' games. Like Jim was talking about the different games that he watches. Yeah. It's so obvious to tell because you watch some really what we think mediocre quarterbacks. And I watch some of these throws that they make, and I'm like, if any Browns quarterback did this, we'd lose our mind. And it's just a 25-yard throw. There's nothing spectacular about it, but we'd be like, this is incredible. And it's like, that's how desensitized we are to good, actual, quality quarterback play. We haven't seen it in so long.
Keep jumping. Sorry. I'm just happy to have you back. 216-474-0092. What adjective are we using on Dylan Gabriel? Just let's all get on the same path on this one. I really am blind as a bat today. Can you tell me which one I should click on?
Let's go to Todd. He's been waiting a while.
All right, Todd in Akron, what's up, buddy?
Thank you for taking my call. Well, Dylan Gabriel did fine, but he's not the problem. The problem is Kevin Stefanski. You know, I'm sick and tired of losing these games. Everything falls on him. And if he can't get past 17 or 20 points, we're not going to win a single game this season with him as our coach. Point blank. Now, the defense is okay, but God, you can't expect the defense to take you all the way to a Super Bowl without no offense. What the hell are you thinking, Kevin Stefanski?
All right, Todd.
There you go. Thank you, Todd.
It felt like he had more. I love the passion.
I think he thought he had more.
Yeah. Well, that's.
I thought his mic drop moment was the, you know, the end with Stefanski there, where he got a little irate.
You and I used to have the bit off air when we'd hear somebody host for the first time on the station. How quickly do they realize how long 15 minutes is? And that sometimes it happens with callers too.
It's really funny though.
Where you're like 30 seconds in, you're like, I think I'm done. All right,
Todd had thought about that call for 24 hours. He's like, I'm going to call up. I'm going to get my chance. And then 12 seconds in was like, that's a long time to talk, isn't it?
One more synonym for fine or good. Up to scratch.
Up to scratch?
Feels very English, right?
Up to scratch?
Ah, Dylan. I almost went Australian.
There? Where are we going there?
Oh, Dylan Gabriel was up to scratch.
You got your Travis Pastrana in you. James Bridges says decent. The word you're going for is decent. It's not the word
No, that sounds
for.
Too good.
That sounds, that's.
Yeah.
But.
Is adequate better
adequate
than decent?
Adequate sounds better than decent.
Oh, no. I think decent is better than adequate.
I think we hit it. Man. I wanted acceptable. I got acceptable.
It was the best one.
Just which one?
The shoulder shrug. Meh. That's the best one.
All right. But is it the shoulder shrug with a meh?
Yeah.
Meh. Why do we have to say meh like we're a cat? Meh.
Because we're all
making it sound a little better than just meh.
And we're all thinking of the little emoji that does the shoulder shrug.
That's true.
That's all. That's true. In my mind, that he also does the little meh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.